What's my favorite video game of all time? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on PlayStation 2. Yeah, that's my favorite video game of all time. I heard you can get it on your cellular phone, but I don't want it on my phone because, I just don't want it on my phone, man. It just seems weird to play it on my phone, and it's gonna take up so much memory. That's a big ass game. I guess if you got a really, really nice phone, then it won't take up that much memory, but I'm good. I'm playing it on my phone. I want to get it on a tablet or my computer or something before I play it on my phone. But yeah, that's my favorite video game of all time. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. My second favorite would be I don't really got no second favorite. Mario Brothers 3 would be my second favorite video game of all time. Mario Brothers 3, San Andreas. You know, what's another good game that people sleep on? Destroy All Humans. I think that's the name of it. Destroy All Humans. It's just like, it reminds me of San Andreas. Let's say you're just a little alien and you go on all these missions, you go around. That's one of the best games ever. If it wasn't for San Andreas, forget Mario 3. That Destroyer Humans, man, I love that game. And it was long and it had so many like twists and turns and so much to do. Yeah, that was one of the coolest games ever. Might it be Destroy All Humans Part 2 that I like the most, but regardless, that was a good ass game, man. And what's another good video game? Resident Evil. Yeah, them Resident Evil, the first Resident Evil on the PlayStation 2. All the new Resident Evil games was cold. And Sonic and Tails, I like that on the Sega Genesis. All the Mario games, except for Mario 2. Mario 2 was trash. And I can't think of, X-Men game. Where you get to play with like three characters at the same time or something like that. Yeah, that was one of my favorite games too. I can't think of really too many more. Mario Kart, of course. Yeah, Mario Kart. X-Men game. I mean, I played a lot of games. I'm just talking about my favorite. NBA Live. Yeah, the NBA Live. All of those was cool. Yeah, all the NBA Live games were good. NBA Street. NBA Street was a good game. That's probably it, man. You know, I didn't like Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Cause I was so used to San Andreas and they switched it, you know, they like to switch stuff up. But that daggone San Andreas, man, I played that game so much. Even after I beat it. You know, after you beat it, the whole city turn, they start rioting and stuff. So it's like everybody's just attacking each other. It's crazy. Yeah, it is insane. It's such a good game, man. Such a good game. I'm thinking about getting a Switch so I can get a trilogy. Yeah. They just redid it. I mean, they didn't redo it. They just made it over and made the graphics better. Yeah. Oh, most definitely. It would be worth it for me because I would play it. You know what I'm saying? I would play it a lot. So it'd definitely be worth the money. I just, you know, once you reach a not certain age, but once you get like bills and other more important things to pay for, I feel kind of silly spending any type of money on video games. Unless it's extra money. If it ain't extra money, then I don't feel right spending it on video games. And who the hell has extra money right now? So that's how. One day soon, I'm gonna go and get it. I was gonna get it, give me a little Switch in that last year, the trilogy. I was gonna get it for Christmas. Now I might get it in the summertime, about a month or two. I might go and get it. I ain't promising myself nothing, but it might happen. I'm not really a video game guy. Now, I was when I was like a teenager. I was kind of into video games. I was into Grand Theft Auto when I was like, did San Andreas when I was like 26 or 25, 26. Get off work, go straight to it, play for about an hour. Every day. It was a level on there. It was this level. I remember, not vividly, but I remember it was this level where I think he was transporting drugs and you had like a little remote control helicopter and you had to fly through the city and you had to make sure you ain't crash. You had to make sure you ain't get shot down. Man, I don't even want to tell you how long it took me to beat that joint, and I played every day. I had one guy said he tried that level like over 100 times before he got it. That gotta be one of the hardest levels in video game history to beat. As far as missions and stuff, that gotta be one of the hardest missions ever in any video game. You can go on, man, I did my research. You can go online right now on the message boards and all that kind of stuff. Ain't nobody probably gonna tell you that was easy. I know some people that said it took them months to beat that level. Yeah, that junk is hard. And then I got my, later on, I got a Nintendo DS and I got that, Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars. It's alright. Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars is pretty cool. Because it tries to mimic, Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, but it's not even close. Just because it's on that small screen, I don't understand why they couldn't put Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on the DS. They got all these crazy games with these good graphics on the DS, but they couldn't figure out how to put San Andreas on them. I'm gonna have to research, see if that's on there or not. I doubt it though. But yeah, those are my favorite games though. I ain't played it. Man, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I ain't played a video game in years, bro. It's just not my thing. I be too busy, and video games on the big screen, I got real bad motion sickness. And video games on the big screen give me horrible headaches. Matter of fact, it do a little more to give me headaches. If I play a game, last time I played the game, I was playing 2K with somebody. No, by myself, actually. I was playing 2K by myself. Man, I played for about 30 minutes. I stopped playing, the whole room was spinning. That's the last time I played a video game on a big screen. I said, hell no, never again. No lies, the whole room was spinning. I thought I was gonna call 911. So, on the back of video game boxes, you should have probably, now you download them, probably tell you in the beginning about seizures and stuff. It's real. It's real. I got this game. I still got it. I still got my DS and my PlayStation 2. I got both of them. And both of them are workable too. Especially the DS. I got a 2DS. All the games on there. Not all of them, but Street Fighter I got. It's a Resident Evil game I got. It's cold, man. It's one of the best games on there. I'm talking about, I beat it, I think. But it's so intense. You wouldn't even imagine that something on such a small screen could be so intense. You got people chasing you with chainsaws, axes. Yeah, it's a wild game. But on there, it warns you. It said, do not play this game for more than 30 minutes without taking like a 30 minute break, or you might have some kind of problems. I don't know what kind of problems, seizures or something. And they right. You can't play that game for more than about 30 minutes or your eyes and your heads are hurting. That's crazy. I'm thinking like, why would you make some shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Why would you make some shit that might just go give me a headache? Can't you? But, and also, I remember, like I said, I ain't played in years, but I remember when I was playing, I got this thing on Lego detective game or something. Man, graphics for that time on the 3DS and 2DS was amazing. But the way it was set up, man, I couldn't play that game. I had to stop playing it. I played it maybe two times. And after about 5 minutes, man, I had a massive, massive headache. So, and I'm mad because I paid a hell of a lot of money for that game. I think I paid like $50 for that little ass game. Incredible graphics. Really good game, I would imagine. Because I didn't really get to get into it. The parts that I did see was pretty cool. But it was wild, man. Yeah, so I felt like my brain was bleeding after I got done playing another about 5 minutes. Yeah, man. I truly, truly, truly understand why people get into video games a lot. It's fine. I do. I never knock a video game nerd like that, because I understand. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't sit in one place for that long. Doing that, at least. I could sit in one place watching TV for a long time, but I can't do it with video games. I like to switch it up, because I'm sitting in one place watching TV, but I've been on watch like 50 different things. You know what I'm saying? I'm a YouTube guy. I'm watching 5 minute clips, 2 minute clips, 1 minute clips. So I done watch all types of stuff. You still playing one game? Yeah, I can't do it, man. But I don't understand why. You know, when we used to play video games, when we was kids, we couldn't talk to nobody online and all that kind of stuff and play with your friends that's like miles and miles away and all this kind of stuff. Hell no. You end up playing by yourself. If you ain't got nobody around, guess who you playing with? You and the computer. That's it. Yeah, you versus the computer. That's all you playing with now. I mean, you get to play with celebrities, real NBA players be on there and all types of stuff. You can get online and go play with Kevin Durant. Get online and play the video game with Kyrie Irving. Shit. Back in the day, you was good to even have two joysticks. Talking about playing with somebody. Yeah, man. I never was, back then, like before we was playing online and everything, I never was really much of a fan of playing with somebody else. Because most of those games, you ain't really get to, it was a few you got to play with somebody at the same time. Most of them was like taking turns, unless you playing sports or like Ninja Turtles or some shit. But if you playing Mario Brothers or Sonic the Hedgehog or something like that, everybody got a turn. So you weren't playing at the same time. Yeah. You know, I used to love to play, and it took us a while to figure it out that was how it went. Sonic and Tails. You remember on Sonic and Tails, when you play by yourself, Tails just follow you wherever you go at, right? But we realized that if you got another joystick, the second you can control Tails with the other joystick, and Tails really didn't never die. He just, he would jump off a cliff, but he'd be right back. He ain't had no lives. It was Sonic that had all the lives. Tails is like, he had infinite lives. I used to love to do that. Yeah, while like my cousin was playing the game, I just pick up the joystick and beat Tails doing all types of crazy stuff. Going the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Jumping off the cliff, just random things, because you knew that Tails is basically invincible. Yeah. It was fun and it was helpful too, especially when you was fighting a boss. Because Tails could kind of like distract him. He'd be your, whatever you call it. He was just a distraction. He was a help when it came to fighting bosses. But other than that, it was just something for you to do while you was waiting for your turn. Really. I wish I could get into video games again, man. But I can't. Unless I'm going to get into that San Andreas when I buy that Switch, so. I'm gonna get a trilogy. I forgot what else is on a trilogy. I just know San Andreas on there. I don't even. Might be Vice City, San Andreas, and I don't know what else. But whatever it is, I'm gonna have a good time whenever I do get it.